Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5 Horoscopes. Aries.
As you receive more phone calls and emails than you possibly can answer, you may be overwhelmed by information today. Keep your temper in check by taking a lot of deep breaths.
Taurus. Your mind is like a sponge today that is eager to absorb all manner of information, but make sure the information you're absorbing is accurate.
Gemini.
You may overindulge today if you aren't careful. Often career frustrations manifest itself in overeating, excessive drinking, or reckless spending. That sounds like a lot of fun, Gemini, but really take it down a notch. Take some time to meditate.
Cancer.
Your self-criticism is excessive. There's no point in berating yourself if things haven't gone as planned over the last couple of days.
Leo.
Today you're especially intuitive, Leo, and that could help you when it comes to changes you'd like to see at work. You'll feel like you can read your boss's mind and anticipate any objections.
Virgo.
Identifying what you want to do with your life is difficult. You might start talking to others to find out what they like and dislike about their careers. When you've done all this, you'll have a clearer vision of where you want to go.
Libra.
You have a busy but happy day today. Your long-term project may suddenly yield positive results.
Scorpio.
Today, you might be invited on a last-minute adventure. Don't miss out. You're certainly in need of a change at this point, and this opportunity can end up being just what you've been looking for.
Sagittarius.
Don't let the mundane discourage you, and remember that you are exuberant and a striking force all on your own.
Capricorn.
It's hard for you to trust people today, but you'll have to rely on others. Accept the challenge. You'll get through it.
Aquarius.
There has been too much time spent in your feelings, but today is the tipping point, and you're going to share them. You'll have the confidence and the right words to accomplish that today, Aquarius.
Pisces.
You've been through a lot, Pisces, and you've overcome most all of it. You deserve to be happy and parading yourself around.
All right.
Make sure you have clothes on.
Okay. Happy getting dressed and happy reading horoscopes. Check them all out right now at chum1045.com on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
And Dennis and Jamar.
Toronto's morning show.
Yeah, well, bring me a warmer love.
Uh-huh. You know, after Christmas comes Christmas, right? Like, you know.
Clearly. I didn't get that memo though, but we've all been made aware now.
I thought, okay, some snow flurries, but wow. It's so funny because a friend of ours used to work at the station. It was happening to him in Detroit. And I went, okay. So I said, well, it's going to come to Toronto. And I thought, all right, nothing happening. And then bang. And then 5, 10, 15 minutes later, I'm like, wow, that's really sticking. Yeah, it's amazing.
It was a full-on snowstorm.
Yeah, it was a full-on, yeah. And then it's going to melt today. But yeah. It's just like, all right, if you have to do it one more time, and I mean one more.
All right,
time.
Let's get it over
one
with.
One more, no more. Yeah, okay, let's get spring going.
And crappy weather on a Monday, I'm okay with. As long as this didn't happen on a Saturday.
Can you imagine if it happened on a Friday night?
No. Absolutely not.
Weekend, the ruin.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, no, like that's good for Mondays. Even a Wednesday, I would have appreciated that. No, a Monday or a Tuesday.
Yep.
Tuesday's the worst days, I always thought, I tell you guys, all right?
Is it?
Yeah, Tuesday is the worst day of the week.
For you?
Absolute worst.
Why?
It's only one day away from Monday, and it's halfway to nothing. It's like, it's a nothing day.
See, Tuesday. I have a challenge with Wednesdays.
Yes,
really?
I'm the same, Marilyn.
Wednesday is a challenge. Why do we have that challenge?
Because to me, I'm tired. I'm 2 days worth of tired, and I have 2 more days left to go kind of thing. So for me, it's a buildup of like the early rising and everything. And it's just like, ugh. Like today, I still have a bit of weekend left on me.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I can see it. So the question to you guys is, how do you make your Tuesday or Wednesday better? Because you got to build something in to make it. I mean, it's enough that we're dealing with, you know, the snow and everything. March is a bad month for me, but March, April, that's kind of wah. So what do you do to make it better? Do you buy a piece of pizza? Do you get your nails done? I don't know. What do?
I make a Tuesday better. You sleep it off. That's what I think.
You have to go get yourself a treat.
I think so, too.
That's what I think.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
This is the problem. Well, one of the many problems with dating someone who's famous. So as you likely heard us discussing yesterday, The Weeknd was the closer for Coachella on Sunday night. And the crowd that stuck around past midnight managed to hear a little personal piece of audio that was played. So at the end of his song, Save Your Tears, he plays this, which sounds like a woman's voice issuing an apology.
Hey, it It's me. I know it's been a while, but I was just thinking about you, and I'm sorry about everything. I miss you.
Now, people think sleuths on the internet think that this is Bella Hadid. Poor Bella Hadid. Because if it's not her, just because she publicly dated him and is kind of like his last famous ex-girlfriend, everyone is naturally going to assume that this is about her. And it could just be one of those things that happens on a lot of, it's really, or was really common back in the day on like hip-hop albums and stuff where you'd have an interlude and it would be a voicemail.
Right.
And it was like a bit that somebody would include on their album.
Yes, right. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Deep in the album.
Yeah. Yes. Right. So this could be just a piece of audio that he did to try to create a moment and it's about showmanship, or it could be a private voicemail
from
Bella
Hadid. I think it's Jim Carrey sounding like a woman.
I think it's his mother. They're the only ones that send voicemails anymore. Right.
Right. Well, that's a good
right.
point.
Right.
This is good sleuth work. No,
I love the sleuthing.
Yeah,
it's pre-produced.
It's gotta just be a. It's yeah, you're right.
But no, it could be her voice.
Yeah,
she agreed to it.
It
yeah.
could be her voice exactly. She could have agreed to it. They could be working together. They did seem to split sort of amicably, and they had broken up and gone back together. But that is some great. That's a great perspective. Who leaves a voicemail?
Nobody.
Supermodel Bella Hadid's probably not leaving voicemails.
Nah.
Yeah, interesting.
Weekend, it's your mother. I'm sorry. I miss you.
Yeah, okay. Do you guys remember, because all the tabloids are doing timelines, The Weeknd and Bella, they dated around 5 years, and they had one extended break while he hooked up with Selena Gomez in 2017.
Wow.
You guys remember they dated, and they went to Coachella together
sure.
and everything? They had all those photos, and I had totally forgotten about that.
Yeah.
So much has happened since 2017.
I don't really think about him that often, but, you know, that's
you know, neither do I, but when I do...
love his music. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And again, so he is playing Coachella again this weekend. He will be closing again on the Sunday night. The footage, if you're combing through Twitter or social media and you see some of his live performances, really, really good. He's obviously very happy to be back on stage also. He tweeted, "Just tasted blood. Tour's going to be fire."
Oh,
he's
great.
Like, obviously liking it. And he's going to be coming to Toronto on Friday, July 8th to the Rogers Centre. That's when he brings his After Hours Till Dawn tour here.
Ooh, I gotta go see that.
I've never seen him live. And
I haven't either.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to. Two trailers are trending. Natalie Portman as the female Thor is getting a lot of interest in the new Thor Love and Thunder trailer. So you've got Chris Hemsworth, obviously, who we know as Thor, mm-hmm. and Natalie Portman co-starring. And, funny, it comes out on July 8th as well, when the weekend is here in Toronto.
Okay, is she playing Thor too?
So she's kind of like this female version of Thor. I'm not sure. I don't know the I'm not familiar with the comics, so I don't know if this
is...
Not my favorite franchise, so I don't know too much. Okay. I'm guessing maybe she takes up the mantle or something like that.
Thor, it's your mother.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Thor, it's your mother. Let me handle this. Yeah.
I think James Gunn is doing this Thor. Taika Waititi, who you know from doing Jojo Rabbit and a bunch of other funny movies, he did a couple Thors ago, and he sort of sold me on the franchise. So this is actually one that I will watch because they tend to do a good job of including humor. But I didn't know they were going to make a female Thor, so a lot of people are talking about that on social, and a lot of people are talking about one of our favorite shows in the room, Hacks. The new trailer for the new season of Hacks is coming out. It's returning on May 12th to HBO Max. So Hacks is one of those, like, it's very, very funny. It stars Jean Smart. She's this amazing sort of comedian, like groundbreaking female comedian.
She's Joan Rivers.
Yes. Yes.
That's what she is. Yeah.
And she's in Vegas, and it's all about her career. Anyways, it is really good summer viewing. Yeah. And so having it come back in May is almost like a little signal of summer to me, along with a trailer for a movie like Thor.
Yeah. Next time you mention Thor, don't say female Thor. It sounds really nasty.
Okay, well, it'll just be Natalie Portman.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
Wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. On Chum.
So, no dog owners in this circle of friends, right? But for any dog owners, let me ask you a question. Who do you think is in better shape, you or your dog? Physical fitness.
I find the dog and the owner almost look the same.
A lot of times the dog and the owner start taking on the same characteristics.
Do.
I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden you start looking like your dog, like same gestures, same, like, you know. kind of, they start mimicking each other, like it happens in any relationship, really.
A little bit, and then they kind of dress kind of the same a little bit.
Yeah, but in this new survey I'm reading, 45% of dog owners say that their dog is actually in better shape than they. I think it's actually more than that. Because the average human being is not really eating the healthiest diet, and most dogs are eating just a pretty basic diet. You know, like kibble. It's controlled. You know, you're not getting the milkshake every now and then.
You can't go to the refrigerator and pick out, I need a snack.
No.
What I want to have, I'll just have these.
No Hershey bars.
That's right.
Not readily available for a dog. And dogs are just like, you know, really active. A lot of humans are just sitting around watching television.
Right. So they've got the food that they are, like, it's a program for the owner to give the dog the food, and there's always water.
Yeah. There it is.
So they're, you know, maybe.
Dogs aren't drinking a beer every now and then.
That's right.
Binging on wine, right?
Tries, that kind of thing. So I say this. Forget intermittent fasting. Put two bowls on the floor.
There it is.
See how you can lose weight.
Marilyn, that might be the new diet trend, the dog diet.
The dog diet.
Oh, don't say it.
The doggy diet.
All these people are going to do it.
Eat like your dog.
Yeah, but don't, I mean, you want a kibble, but you have your own favorite. It'll be bran flakes.
Oh, there'll be a kibble. There'll be a kibble, a human version. It'll be, yeah, anyway.
All right.
Look for that on the shelves soon.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving. Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Oh, poor Quebec Minister of Health. Yeah, did you hear about what happened, the mix-up with the information they tried to disseminate the other day? They were trying to tweet a link about COVID data and the government. Instead, somehow, I don't know how this happened.
I don't either.
But the link got changed or somehow it was hacked. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they instead tweeted out a link to a dirty website.
Well, it's about foot fetishes.
Is it? Oh, is that what it's about? Yeah, that's what it's about.
It has nothing really to do with COVID.
It has nothing to do with COVID, but I mean, the site that it is, it's you know, that one.
Yeah, it's a notorious nude site. And there's a specific, as Marilyn pointed out, genre of video that is being displayed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just think, in my head.
How does that happen?
Well, I think somebody on their last day of work.
100%.
So someone on their last day of work?
Well, you know.
That's not a mistake, right?
No, I don't think so. I just think it's, here we go again with another, you know, update on the COVID situation or whatever that, it was about the COVID, you know, situation in Quebec. But I just think that, you know, somebody's like, I am so sick of this.
It was up there for 30 minutes. Okay,
I want to know who caught
it. Well, this is the tweet from Health Quebec. It says, due to a situation beyond our control, a link with inappropriate content was posted on our Twitter account. We are looking for the causes. We're sorry for the inconveniences. And, yeah, what they were trying to tweet was a, you know, like a table with, you know, numbers and COVID rates and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But that's not what went out.
See, if it was out, it was only on there for 30 minutes and they only had like 3 people complaining, why would you even say sorry about that?
I know, just leave it.
Because it draws the attention to the actual mistake,
now,
right?
Yeah.
Now everyone's talking about it. This started, like, I saw this first as like a Daily Mail UK story. So if they didn't say anything about it, I think no one cares about Quebec health boards.
Right. I wasn't aware of it either until it became a story. But it's that thing between, like, how many people are going to tweet about it or retweet it or just post about it until you have to kind of admit that it's a thing, you know? So, I mean, what do you get ahead of it or you just act like it didn't happen?
Right.
It's what do you do?
Right. I just think in this case, I would have sorry. But I wouldn't have gone, we are sorry for this, you know, mistake that we made. I'm thinking, okay, it's on for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Just take it down. Don't worry about it and call it a day.
The funny thing is, Kay, so you know how sometimes you will copy and paste something?
Yeah.
And it keeps that link. Like if you went to go paste that same thing again, it would paste whatever you most recently copy and pasted into an email.
That could be the mistake.
That would be the most hilarious mistake of all.
Yeah, somebody, you know, doing a copy and paste trying to, you know, surf a website, but forgot to, you know, like sometimes even when you press Control C, it doesn't really copy. You know, you just do it wrong, and it's then whatever's on the clipboard last time, you copy and paste is still on there.
Yeah.
That sounds likely.
It's the old copy and paste. They were like, oh, I'll just copy and paste this info.
Yeah, and there it is.
Hey, you know, that I never thought of. I thought someone was being really, like, ticked off with the government. Hello?
Yeah.
And going, that's it. But that's another theory.
Could be a genuine person who is excited by those types of videos.
there it is. There okay. it is. Okay, maybe, we forgive them. At least I do.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
We shared with you a bunch of things that everyone has experienced, but no one talks about. There's things that, like, happen to all of us, but we've never really had a discussion about them. I'll share a couple more with you. You know that feeling, the most uncomfortable feeling ever, when you put on a sweatshirt, but you have a long-sleeve shirt under it, and it, like, bunches up underneath it? Tell me how annoying is that feeling?
That's right. That's why I put a t-shirt on instead.
That's a good call. They need a name for that specific thing when that happens. When the shirt bunches up under your sweatshirt. What is that called?
Like how my mother used to dress me to get ready for being at the bus stop. We could move my arms.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It loaded you up and you're like, I can't move in this suit. And the snow is sticking to me. I don't know what that is. But yeah, that is so true. And I will stay away from certain shirts like that because of that. Like, you don't need them.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Someone needs to come up with a name for that whole
Munchy
thing.
Shirt.
All right. Things that everyone goes through, but no one talks about.
Sure.
Like, why are we compelled to, anytime we hold the remote control, slide off the back cover of the battery compartment and just play with it?
You are one of those.
I am that person. I don't know why I do that all the time, but I like...
Okay, do not do that, Caitlin.
I'm like, when is the last time I handled a controller that had a battery in it?
Stop it. Your TV remote doesn't have a battery in it
anymore?
They're
all charged. Like, they're all USB charged.
Oh, no. I might be one of the last, because my television has an actual remote control with batteries in the
back. Mine does, but I think that because I have Apple TV, so I'm realizing that my Apple remotes don't charge that way.
Yep.
So
yep.
I'm like, oh my God, I used to do that when I was younger, but I haven't handled a remote like that in years.
Good call. Maybe I need to get off the remote thing. Okay. Am I the only one that still struggles to delete apps that I don't use? Mm-hmm. Like when I'm about to delete an app on my phone, even if I've never used the app before, even if I've never opened it, I still feel that like weird feeling like, what if I need it one day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't have many of them, but I go, okay, leave it. Is it really causing you any pain? Is it costing you any money?
I don't even use the app.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that, but yeah, every now and then I feel like I'm going to miss out. Maybe it's an app FOMO. We have to come up with a name for that thing. Anybody else ever throw out like a bag of fries or a bag of something from the freezer and then forget to read the cooking instructions and read it out of the garbage can? Don't tell me I'm the only person who does that.
All the time.
Throw it in the trash. Like, how much do I have to put the oven on? Open up the trash
all
can
the
and
time.
Read the instructions from the trash
yeah,
can.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, things that we all do but no one talks about. Mm-hmm. Anybody else get really, really frustrated when you have a zip-up hoodie? You guys don't wear zip-up hoodies.
No.
Wear a zip-up hoodie, sit down, and then it all bunches up in front of you.
Okay,
like,
okay,
you
yes.
Know, like, stick-out thing?
Yes, and that's why when I buy, like, I've sweater hoodies and things like that, and I have that frustration, too. When I look at a coat or something like that, especially when you're driving, right? I want that bottom zipper to open up.
Yeah.
That double zipper.
Yes.
Yep.
Otherwise, I look at that, I go, no wonder that coat is not expensive mm-hmm. because it doesn't have a double zip.
Yeah.
Because that is frustrating to me. Thank you for bringing it up.
Yep. And, of course, that utter feeling of stupidity when you're filling out a form and the first line says name, you write your whole name, then the second line says last name. You're like, I've already done it.
Yeah, that's so true.
You're not the only one. You're not alone in this. We're all in this together. Just reminding everybody.
Do you remember those little sheets we had to fill out on the airplane coming back to Canada?
Yep.
Remember those? And I go, can I have another one, please?
Yep.
Because I would do it all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know those metal tongs? Why do we all click them before we... before we use them. Click, 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 click. Before we use them.
Because we're about to do something magical.
Well, there it is. You're not the only one.
Wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. On Chum.
I like what you said about this favorite candy thing. Different candies say different things about your personality. I think it's bang on. For example, what's your favorite candy, Marilyn?
I don't really have
no candies whatsoever. No. What candy would I, anything? Just something that would typically be yours. Would you ever eat a Kit Kat at this point?
I did the other day.
That's what I'm talking about.
I had a piece of a Kit Kat.
See, you prefer chocolate.
But the problem is, I don't like chocolate anymore.
Huh. Really?
But I had a little piece of it because I wanted the cookie part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So tell me about that.
Your favorite candy says, all right, if you like chocolate, you're more optimistic.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Optimistic people love chocolate. Uh-huh. If you like sour candy, I love sour candies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love Sour Patch Kids. I like a lot of gummies, like anything with like a kind of little sour tinge to it.
Yep.
Sour people are more likely to describe themselves as sarcastic, eccentric, and funny. I would maybe do two of those three. I don't know if I'm the funniest person, but I do know that I'm sarcastic at times.
Okay, wait. How about mint?
Mint, good. Okay, good question.
Chocolate and mint I could do once in a while.
That's what I was just going to say.
Once in a while, as long as it's cold in the refrigerator.
Oh, the Cadbury mint chocolate bar. Like, it looks like just a dairy milk, but it's got mint in it. It is heaven.
People who opt for mint-flavored candies are self-described as thoughtful people. You think you're thoughtful.
I think I do.
Yeah, of course you do.
You think you're thoughtful?
Yeah, so I think that's bang on.
I was thinking about those York peppermint patties.
Yes.
Yep.
Again, in the freezer.
Oh.
But again, not very often because chocolate and I don't like each other. But okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
Come on. Sour for you.
Love sour.
Mint for you.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean you like mint chocolate chip too?
I love mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Okay, there's a divided right there. So what about licorice? Is licorice on the list? Red licorice every once in a while. You know, you see, open up those Twizzlers and you open it, it goes like this. And then you eat them and go, they're not as good as I remember.
Licorice, according to the survey, says retired.
Thank you so much. You don't like red licorice? At the movies, open it up and it's just
like a Twizzler.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, I'll do a Twizzler.
Not like the humbug.
The
black licorice in the shape of a pipe.
Right. It's like, why is it still on shelves?
No, I don't
Dust
like
bowl candy.
By the way, I don't understand people who like Dust Bowl candy. I don't know why people like dark licorice.
I know.
There's an edge to that I don't like. Anyway.
It's too much of it, it can
kill you.
It's a specific thing.
It's really.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
So what would you redo from high school? What would you do over? Reason being, there's a new movie coming to Netflix. It's called Senior Year, starring Rebel Wilson. And in this movie, she plays a former high school cheerleader who... I guess some accident happened, and then she falls into a coma, wakes up 20 years later, and then decides that, you know, now that 20 years has passed, she actually does want to go to high school and finish her senior year.
Aww.
Yeah, so she's finishing up. Alicia Silverstone's in this movie, amongst others.
Oh, wow. That's a throwback.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, she gets a chance to go back to high school 20 years after the fact and finish up, tighten up loose ends, if you will. Wouldn't it be great if we could all do that? Or would it be great? Is there anything from high school that you wish you could do over? Is there any unfinished business?
I just wish, and this is going to be earned.
Wait a second. You did finish the unfinished business in high school.
I did.
Ah, that's so funny. I just remembered.
That's right, because Jim and I got married.
You married your high school husband.
That's right.
That's so funny.
And that's the real, because I hope a lot of people, let us know about relationship things, or you got embarrassed at like some kind of a, event at school and you wish you could redo it, or you wish you would have selected a different class. I wish, honestly.
Yeah.
I wish that I paid more attention in the business class and in the Spanish class.
Yeah.
I just wish to be able to speak another language would be really great. So that's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Now I got to go back. Now I'm going to really go back because I graduated many years ago. About like relationships and things like that. Where, what it could have been like, when things are so amplified when you're a kid.
Oh my God.
It's the worst thing that ever happened to me, Mom. I'm just trying to think of those moments. What about you?
I would definitely have focused more of my energy on performing arts. because we had this amazing drama program at my high school, and we had this amazing auditorium, and I took drama classes, but I didn't ever think of that as a post-secondary focus option.
Did you ever audition for a play or anything like that?
Yeah, we had plays and everything.
Did you audition, though?
Yeah, no, I was in one of the plays.
Good, that's great.
Senior year play, and it was great. It was, the play was God by Woody Allen, which was hilarious, and so I loved it. And but then when we sit down with the guidance counselor and you talk about your career plans and everything, and they were like, no, kind of encouraging you away from the arts. And I thought, why did I not focus on this as a potential?
Because you would have been broke.
Because I would have been broke. Well, I don't know. Who knows where you end up?
That's what their fear was always.
That was, of course, their fear.
They always wanted you to have, like, you have your passion and then you have something to fall back
on.
They should have seen my grades and realized she's not going to do well in this.
Like, this
lane
is not for her.
No.
How about you, Jamar?
I would go back to prom, and I would have not indulged so much. I don't remember the prom too much. if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
I don't really remember what happened.
Yeah,
I know we had a prom. I know I was there.
Yeah.
Can't really recall too
remember
many
the
moments.
Time we... Jamar doesn't remember. Remember the time we... No.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a perfect example of, if you want to do a redo, what would it be? Like, it could have been like a most embarrassing moment. Or when you missed the basket at your high school championship. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
If you could just have one redo, what would it be?
Yeah, I remember we went on some cruise.
The limit. Oh, you did?
Yeah, we went on some cruise. I mean, it was
Do you remember, or were you too drunk?
It wasn't a very fancy cruise. It was like one of those little, lake barge things.
It wasn't great.
Okay. I went on the Gateway Clipper, and a lot of people were drunk on that, too. Clipper.
Oh, yeah, we went on one called the Circle Line.
Oh, it just goes in a circle?
That's what it is. Don't remember the party.
We live near rivers and things like that. Yeah. Right? So you go on, okay, that's true. I totally forgot about that.
We were on the river.
It was the senior party, not the prom. Let's go on the Gateway Clipper. And you go on the Gateway Clipper, and you pass all the stadiums and the big buildings and whatever, and somebody smuggles on some alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
And then the usual suspects get drunk and don't remember anything.
I felt so bad for our teachers, because honestly, our high school was unruly. We were, everybody drank a lot. Like, a lot of drinking happened in my high school.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking back on proms and dances, and like, they were just parked in the bathrooms confiscating Mickeys that people had taped to the inside of their leg. Like, they had their work cut out for them.
You know what they did with me? Marilyn's coming. Hide it. Not that I would tell on them, but I would be so, I'd be like this kind of kid. Jamar, I'm so disappointed.
Oh, God.
No, I do this. You're missing everything.
I'm on the other side of the bar.
No. I go, Jamar, don't do that. Then we're going to have pictures later. Kind of like Reese Witherspoon, I think, a little bit.
The relationship regrets are coming in now. Someone said, I would try to date someone who was, at the time, just a friend. And someone else said I would do over my prom and go alone. I would have dumped my date and one horrible friend.
Okay, a lot of drama at those proms, and I'm sure a lot of people felt the same way.
Yeah. I remember some of that drama.
I wish I could speak on it.
It was fun.
But he can't remember me.
Can't remember any of it.
Away from me, Marilyn. I don't need to talk to you. Baby,
wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
It's an interesting premise. Rebel Wilson wakes up from a coma after 20 years and decides that she wants to finish her senior year of high school, and she gets to do that. This is the movie Senior Year. It's coming out on Netflix on the 13th of May. And what an interesting premise. I'm sure many people would have a single moment or maybe something they'd love to redo from high school if they got the chance to. What would it be? What are people texting us? What are they saying?
Overwhelmingly, it is relationship stuff. Now, we have a few that are coming in. I wish that I didn't play football. I should have played volleyball, but peer pressure got to me. I wish I chose better friends. So that one's kind of more platonic. But then it's a lot of people who are writing in about the one that got away. So someone said, they were obsessed with the guy. He was the most popular guy at our school, really hot, and he liked me. But I was a year younger, and my sister told me that she'd kill me, so stay away from him. I did. I regret that.
I regret I had a sister.
Mm-hmm. That's the summary there. Someone said, I wish I had dated my high school boyfriend of 3 years. focus on making friendships and wish I hadn't dated my high school boyfriend of 3 years.
Yeah, I have. I just to say to you guys off air, had a couple of friends of mine in the past saying, you know, you look like you're having so much fun at events like a prom or something like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of emphasis put on the prom, I have to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went with Jim, who was my friend at the time, and my other friend the next year. But they were heavily into a relationship.
Yeah.
That they couldn't move around.
I remember those relationships.
Right? Yeah. And they were holding hands all the time, and I have to wait for so-and-so after class. I thought, what a commitment already.
It was these relationships in high school where the people looked like married couples.
Yes,
in high school. I remember.
Yes,
I always wondered how they managed or dealt with that.
Yeah, honestly.
And in a lot of cases, the women had to... Well, you know, I don't want to get too dark, but they weren't given a choice.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
I remember those couples, that's and bad. You were like, it felt like they were attending a different school than you, in a way.
Yes,
they were in their own different world.
Yeah.
They'd sit together at lunch. She'd be sitting on his lap at a lunch bench. You'd be like, right. That looks a little awkward.
Yeah.
Be together all day, every day. They'd make their schedule so they could be together.
Right.
If they didn't have a class together, you'd see them link up in the hallway after class. Be like, what are you guys married?
I think it negatively impacted like their social skills. Because like at parties, they would sort of glom together. And you're at a big party. And you're like, mix it up.
No one was friends with them.
What are you going to do in university?
I don't know.
Well, the turkey tub. But anyway, that's
right?
Right. No, so I think sometimes they were like, if they were like a groovy couple, that those were couple goals for us. And I'm like, I would turn and walk the other way. It wasn't a thing for me.
I was the guy, I used to date girls from other high schools. I liked that.
Smart.
Are international.
Smart.
Yeah. That is a big deal.
Yeah, it was a very big deal.
That is a big deal.
If you dated someone from another high school, you were like,
that's cool.
Something. Yeah, that's what I did.
Like you're not in the same school color. You are a risk taker, sir.
The friend groups need a Jamar in the mix because then he introduces the whole group to then that person's friends from the other school. Then you go to the other school's parties. That was the best. Whenever one of my girlfriends would be like, oh, I've like met this guy at wherever. He goes to Northern. We were like, yes, we're going to go to their parties now.
Yeah,
this is the best.
Remember the smoker crew
in
high school? Like the chain smokers? Mm-hmm. Like, no disrespect to the group. But it was that group of kids that had to like go to these smoke breaks and they'd all be standing on the corner like five of them huddled around.
Or the back staircase at North Allegheny High School.
Exactly. I wonder if they regret being part of that crew.
Two people texted in and said, I regret starting smoking in
there
high
it
school.
Is.
Yeah,
there
so it that is a thing that happens.
Deb's on the line. Deb, you want to quickly tell us what you regret from high school?
Tell us in a minute, Deb. We're running out of time.
Okay, well, there's this guy that I always regretted. I treated him like a jerk, and he really liked me in high school. It was my grade 11 and 12 year. Mm-hmm. And so just recently, I reached out to him. I separated, and I reached out to him on LinkedIn.
Is he separated too?
The adult Facebook, dating site.
For sure.
And he's separated too, or are you just doing some cover?
He's separated.
Oh, that's good.
Right, cool. Yeah.
So I go to see him. It was like time stood still.
And?
It was amazing.
And
he's just not ready.
Still?
He wasn't in a good spot.
Oh.
But
okay.
You know what? Right. You know what, though? Not too many people can go back and redo something, and they can't. And now I can always say and answer the what if.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I didn't, with Jim and I, there wasn't even a what if. There wasn't even a chance. He didn't even pay attention to me at all. And he came back, which is, I never had him to begin with. But what a great thing. You resolved that kind of long, how many years was that?
32 years.
Yeah, okay, all right, settled. Thanks for sharing that, Deb.
You're welcome.
And you did it within a minute and a half. I'm really proud of you.
Nice.
Well done.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Since the pandemic, a couple things have changed in the personalities of different people. We have three new personality types. We're going to see if you fall into one of these three. You tell us if you could relate or you know somebody like this. The first new personality type post-pandemic is the TikToker.
Oh, yeah.
The TikToker. This is the person that you haven't seen in 2 years, but now they've amassed thousands of followers. They're doing dance challenges, eating stinky food, and almost killing themselves on their smartphone.
What is your theory on TikTok people?
Okay, I would say there's a certain segment of users of TikTok who I think are auditioning for SNL. Because they put out, like, you know, bits all the time, like little short comedy bits.
Yeah.
And SNL has actually hired a few people from social media, but some of these auditions are really cringy.
Right, right.
So there are TikTokers out there.
There are many TikTokers out there, and they're auditioning for not just SNL, they're auditioning for the next big feature release song. They're auditioning for, you know, a TV show. It's all happening on TikTok.
Be a guest on a TV show, you got it.
Yeah, in order to, now you might have, you know, once been friends with this person, but now that they're on TikTok, if you don't have a TikTok account, you'll never see them again. That's it. The next personality type, brand new, post-pandemic, is the mini Martha Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
The mini Martha Stewart. This is the friend who has seemed to turn into this, like, TV homemaker, doing all the home care, crafts, collecting, posting about all the inspirational things that they thought about in a dream last night, and now it's on a canvas in their living room. Yeah, that person is a post-pandemic personality trait. Yeah. They need to get out more, but no, they're in their living room.
And maybe they found their new passion.
Yes, on their front-facing camera.
I can say one and two, not me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's this other person, the retiree.
Oh.
When you first met this person, they were a go-getter. They had a corporate job and they had some side hustles. Now they're trying to transition out of the workforce after they made it big investing in crypto.
Oh, wow.
And they're trying to, and every time they, you know, they talk to you, they try to make you feel bad for falling for the establishment banking system. Man, you don't know what you're doing, man. You should have got on this earlier.
Like,
yeah, I tried to be one of those people. Did not work for me.
Did you? Do you have
still trying.
Your friends trying to be like that with you?
I have so many friends like that. Like,
really?
Oh, my gosh. I have so many friends who are just, like, throwing crypto around and buying cars and all this stuff. And I'm just looking at them like, yeah, I don't know what you're doing. I try to do what you do. I don't do it as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Don't you think sometimes they say a bigger story than really is what's happening?
It's happening.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, how can they be? Come on. Because you're a level-headed guy. Like, you know. Like, but it's the same. Like, it's like, it's never, oh, we're doing okay with it. It's always, we're doing fantastic. We bought a private plane. And we're like,
yeah.
I don't believe you.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
I know the snow maybe has scared everybody than thinking that we're going backwards. But trust me, things are getting better weather-wise. We just had to, you know, take one for the team yesterday. I think that was really, really crazy to watch, that snowstorm. It was a full snowstorm.
Well, it was full on. And I knew that, remember I told you before you left, I said, make sure that you know that there's going to be snow happening.
Yeah, I didn't think
and
that
much. And you're like, oh, here we go.
I didn't think that much snow.
Right. And then, but this snow, and I said it would affect your mom, right?
Yep.
Well, up the East Coast it goes, and there was a place in New York, and Jamar, I tried to remember the name of it. So it's New York City got a lot, but it's they got 13 inches of snow.
Jeez.
Overnight. The most snow they had the whole year. So it's just one of those nor'easters that they call, you know?
Yeah.
That come up from the nowhere and they kind of converge with all the water and everything like that and put down a lot of precipitation. Yeah. But by the end of the week, we're going to be fine.
Yesterday felt like a joke. It was like, what is going on right now?
Right. And I think, myself included, everyone went, what is this? And they put it on social media.
Yeah. I told you guys yesterday that my husband put out the patio furniture on the weekend. And I was like, I think it's a little early for that.
I think lots of people did that. But you never, April's, you never know.
You never know.
I think a lot of people took their winter tires off too.
Oh, yeah. We did that.
A little early. Right, oops.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
A guy in Kentucky really, really doesn't like surprise birthday parties. He works for a company called Gravity Diagnostics, and he specifically requested, do not throw me a surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
Because I have an anxiety disorder. Apparently, they didn't get the gravity of the situation because they actually threw him the surprise birthday party and he had a complete breakdown and he sued the company for $450,000. He won. He got almost half $1 million.
Talk about a birthday gift.
Anybody else don't like surprises? Like, not a fan of surprise birthday parties? Surprise, Marilyn!
No, Jamar!
No, not a fan? Don't surprise you?
I'm not a fan because I'm not a fan.
I've never had one that I can remember. So
I'm surprised shower once.
Okay.
And I wasn't prepared.
For a second, I thought you meant you were surprised.
I took a shower.
So I just threw water and you...
That has happened as well. But no, there was a surprise baby shower, and I was not prepared for that. It was very sweet, though.
That's cute.
I mean, I wasn't mad at that. But I don't have any anxiety issues. But he specifically said, I got anxiety. Please don't do this for me.
They did it anyway.
And I guess what happened, if I'm right about this story, is after it happened, he went into his car and sat there to try to calm himself and whatever. Well, they still, had cake. Like, what the heck? How about, like, listening skills?
Oh, my gosh.
The company accused him of stealing other co-workers' joy.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
They said that to him?
Yes.
Okay, well, then you can sue them for being jerks.
And he had the panic attack. And they go, well, you with the panic attack, you're taking the joy away from people that wanted to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, this specific company actually fired the guy.
3 days after the debacle.
Yeah, they fired him because, they were like, hey, how'd you like your surprise birthday party?
And now this is why we're getting to the, why he sued and won. Because I was like, this doesn't check out. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, they fired him because I guess they had gotten into an altercation after they were like, hey, you didn't like your party?
Oh,
come on, man.
That's the worst kind of person.
And then it got into a huge blowout thing. He gets fired. Then he sues and wins.
Something like he didn't come back to work, and so they sued him. Anyway, court awarded him $150,000 in lost wages.
Yeah.
And then benefits as well. And then $300,000 for suffering embarrassment and loss of self-esteem.
Huh. Okay.
Boy, I could sue this station every day.
Ah!
I was just going to say, only in America. This would not fly here.
But, you know, God bless them. I really mean that. Like, if you say, please don't do that. We're thinking about having a party for that. Guys, I'm not really comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Like, listen to the messenger.
Because then you're thinking, if he's expressed this publicly, he probably thought this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Now it's like a little bit of bullying.
Yeah.
It's like, Jim doesn't want a surprise party. Let's give him one. And then you fire him because you're like, you ruined our collective cake eating moment. Who cares that much about an office party? Ugh.
People, hey, listen, a lot of office culture, like if you're not in on that stuff, they ostracize you. If you're not part of the crew at an office, you get left out.
I mean, I love seeing all you guys, but when you go, hey, we're going to get meet for drinks at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm out.
Yes.
I'm also in my pajamas at that time.
That's the best thing about working in radio.
Yeah, like I'm out.
We're all like, no.
Yeah, I can't pull myself together and go, I can't do it.
Some people love them. The thing, I had a surprise birthday party thrown for you once. The thing about the surprise birthday party that's weird is that you spend almost the entire party like in... like this bizarro land, like what's going on?
In shock,
and you don't really enjoy it. Like you're just like, whoa, when did you guys? And then you spend the whole thing trying to, you know, turn back time and try to figure out when did all these people plan all this? And what are you doing here? What are you doing here? And you spend half the party just trying to figure everything out.
Right.
And then that's it.
See, I get preemptive anxiety, so I almost think a surprise party would work for me because then I don't have a chance to worry in advance. So I think that might be, maybe I'm okay with a surprise party, but I still don't think you want one at work. I don't know.
All I can say is with this gentleman, he asked and they did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And the line that got me was taking the joy out of the coworker's day. And that's where they lost me.
That's so gaslighty.
And so, yeah.
I don't like it.
That's right.
Well, it is Kentucky. I'm sure there's a bunch of memos they haven't gotten yet. Right.
Would you like to play a game with me?
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar's 1 second song challenge.
1 second
song challenge.
Let the game begin.
Nadine.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great. Great to hear your voice. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Morning show. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar's 1 second song challenge.
Okay.
All right. Nadine sounds pretty sharp, Marilyn.
I was just going to say, you said to Nadine that you're pretty good and you don't like Tuesdays. You have rallied. Because very early this morning, Jamar said none of his favorite days is Tuesdays. Mine's tomorrow. Look at how you made him feel better, Nadine.
Great. Wonderful.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. So you know how it goes. We have a couple seconds of a song. We'll play 1 second first. If you could guess the song, only after hearing 1 second of it, we'll give you $500. We'll give you additional seconds, but we'll take away $100 for every second more of the song that you need to guess the song. If you guess the song incorrectly at any point, game over.
That's the thing. You don't just yell out a title because then if it's not correct, it's over.
Okay.
You got it?
All right.
All right.
All right. Everyone turn up your radio.
Mm-hmm.
You'll play along, but Nadine, for the money, is playing the 1 second song challenge. Here's the first second.
I can get it. 17. Oh, dear. I have it in my head. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
The song title.
Oh, dear. Da, 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 da. Oh, man. I have it in my head.
Maybe an additional second?
No, wait. Give me a minute.
I'm going to go gas up my car.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have all that much time.
Oh, okay. How much does it take off if you take another second?
$100 will minus, so you'll go down to $400 for 2 seconds.
Okay, all right.
I don't think you have a choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
All right, 2 seconds of the song for $400. Here it is. Bouncy, right?
Yeah, I know the song. I know it, but I don't know if that's the title. Like, I know the lyric, and I'm singing it in my head, but I don't know if it's a title. Oh man. Can I go?
Yeah, you want a third second?
You're experiencing process, everyone.
You want a third second?
They'll give you $300.
Minus $100, but.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. All right. We're down to $300 for 3 seconds. Here they are.
Oh boy. I'm gonna say. Oh dear. It's been 7 days.
Oh my. The title is what?
Oh boy.
Could you
beautiful?
Say
it's been 7 days.
Choose. You said a couple titles. We need just one of those for your $300. Or another second. Down to $200.
She's already titled. She's already guessed.
Which title was it?
It's been 7 days.
It's been 7 days.
Sing it,
Jamar.
Is
that Selena
Gomez or something?
Yeah. I love you like a love song, baby.
Oh, damn it. Yes.
Oh, you were singing the open lyric. It's been 7 days.
Yeah. It's been said and done.
7 days.
I get it.
Some quotes. Okay.
All right.
So that's how the game is, plays. I mean, I know that you knew it.
Yeah.
But you got to have the correct song title. And I'm just wondering, if maybe one more 100 was, taken away, mm-hmm. you might have gotten it.
Maybe.
I don't know. And get some gas. Like, what the?
I came back to get gas. I have a full tank. Anyway, my dear,
right,
you're so much
you.
Fun. In the mind of Nadine, everyone.
I love it.
That was very entertaining.
Very fun. And I'm sorry you didn't win. Honestly, you worked so hard to get it. You'll never forget that song.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nadine and her favorite song in 7 days coming up.
All right.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
No debate over the title of that song, I hope. Love you, but why is there a debate over the lyrics? Like, what's going on right now?
People are still texting us the wrong lyrics, by the way. So I just want to say, Nadine, wherever you are, you're not alone. Because people are like, Selena actually says it's been said in time.
No.
It's been said and done.
Said and done.
Everyone's texting us the wrong lyrics. No. But that's the most, I love when we play the game that way, hearing people work it out in their head.
Yes.
Because that's kind of your best chance to try to sing it along. Yeah, if you don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sing the wrong lyrics, all these mistaken lyrics, always a winner.
It's been said.
Him.
Yeah.
$10 for whoever guess what show is that from. Anyway. him.
Okay, a little note to early risers like us. Stargazers who are up early before the sun rises right now are going to be able to see Mars, Venus, Saturn, and Jupiter with the naked eye for the rest of the month.
Wow.
They're all very, very close together. I highly recommend you get the NASA app for your phone as well, because if you hold it up in the sky, it'll sort of like geolocate you and then tell you exactly what you're looking at.
Awesome. Okay, that's a good one, yeah.
You see something really bright and you're like, I've been looking at Jupiter this whole time. Dang it.
Are they flat like the Earth?
Yes, they are.
Awesome.
They're all flat. The water just comes right off the edge.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. If you take a boat out, you fall into nothingness.
Into the firmament.
Mm-hmm, the firmament. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. So we can see the Anunnaki and all the big animals.
Yes.
You see what I watch when I go home, right?
Yeah, the flat earthers. Okay, great time to be a Toronto sports fan. The Raptor. Okay, well, sorry. I started that the wrong way. It's a great time to be a Toronto sports fan because there's a lot of sports to watch. Unfortunately, the Raptors lost again to the 76ers last night in the first round of the playoffs. That's not so great. So we're hoping that they pull it together for the next game. The Leafs are going to play the Flyers tonight, and the Jays are going to be playing Boston. Now, even though we had a little bit of a snowfall yesterday, it kind of bummed everybody out. Felt like we were back at Christmas time. I will say, we have balmier weather today, and another sign that spring, summer are around the corner is summer blockbuster trailer season. So when you start seeing the big Marvel movies that are going to be released this summer, when you start seeing those trailers coming out now, you know summer is on the way. And the number one trending video on YouTube ever since it was released yesterday is the brand new trailer for the Thor Love and Thunder movie. This, of course, stars Chris Hemsworth as Thor and introduces Natalie Portman as Mighty Thor, who's sort of like a new female iteration of the character. It's going to be coming out on July 8th. People are very excited. I'm not a comic book movie person. I really love Batman. But I have to say, second to Batman is Thor.
You like Thor a lot? Yeah.
I think he's the only Marvel character to have a fourth movie. I think that could be the case. I think because Taika Waititi took over the franchise, he's made it really, really funny. And so I really enjoyed the Thor movies.
Okay, how difficult is it to say Chris Hemsworth Thor?
Yeah,
there's lots going on there.
It's a mouthful.
Chris Hemsworth Thor. Wow, that's
a hard
twist
to say.
Yeah,
I'm not into any of these things. So because the director changed, you think I'll like it more?
I think if you start with Thor Ragnarok, which is when Taika Waititi signed on.
It's not Fraggle Rock.
Oh, I do want that to come back, though. Anyways, I digress.
Okay.
But it's really, really good. I enjoyed it. That was the one that got me kind of into the franchise, so I'm quite excited about this.
They're really sharp. The humor in the Thor movie specifically is sharp, and, you know, a lot of, like, kind of break character moments where they have these jokes
are
not, like, Thor-like.
Is it kind of like breaking the fourth wall?
Not exactly, but it's like, you know, Thor is this Norse god who's supposed to be this kind of like...
all-encompassing great god.
This mythic guy, but he makes these jokes that are kind
of... They made him gain a bunch of weight in the Avengers. Now he's retired. Like, it's very funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Okay. It's funny stuff.
That sounds fun.
If you haven't seen the trailer, I tweeted it from Trump's Twitter account.
Okay.
And last but not least, apologies to my fellow Sagittarians, because apparently we are being flagged as the zodiac sign least capable of keeping a secret. This is because we are apparently open-minded, non-judgmental, and we, as a result of this, have a tendency towards brutal honesty. And so we just sort of air things out without really intending to. So they're saying if you want great advice, ask your Sagittarius friends, shoulder to cry on. But if you have a secret to keep, then you want to tell it to a Capricorn.
Oh.
That's apparently the sign that's most likely.
Who is Capricorn?
January?
Yes. Yeah. End of December, early January.
Those are kind of like the secret keepers. Apparently we're like...
Secret keepers. I love that.
Non-judgmental, open-minded to the point of maybe just saying too much all the time. Anyways, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, let me just say...
You hate your boss. You might as well just quit the job.
You're like, what?
I never said that to you. Oh, stop it. Right? Like that's a Caitlin line for sure.
Oh, no.
My mother was a Sagittarian. It was brutal. It was brutal. I love you, Shirley, wherever you may be. Now she's going to make me do something today.
She is.
It's going to hurt me
in
some way.
She's coming for you.
Funny.
Wake me up. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5. Get up.
So, as per your suggestion, I started watching Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. It's great.
First episode, right?
It's really good.
Yeah, so they dropped new episodes Sunday night, and Caitlin and I are all caught up. Actually, you're ahead of me. You like it? Why? Tell people why you like it so much.
I like it because, listen, basketball is huge. Mm-hmm. Basketball is, and I don't know if you listening are into basketball right now, but basketball has made such an evolution in the lifetime of the sport. it's become something that it was not really intended to be.
It was losing ratings on television.
And people
were not attending the games.
And this documentary starts off and shows you one of the first big explosions of the basketball craze in North America. This is when it became sexy and exciting.
Yeah.
And a lot of it had to do with Magic Johnson and the Lakers.
Yeah, it's docudrama.
Docudrama. Yeah. It's not, you know, this is not the real people, but it's loosely based on and embellished.
The person, the actor that plays Magic Johnson.
Yeah, he's great.
Is terrific.
Yeah, he's good.
Quincy Isaiah. He's fantastic. I think you'll all like it. It doesn't matter if you're into basketball or not. It's a great story. And you go, oh, and that's where Paula Abdul came from.
Yeah.
Yes. All that and more.
Well, it's all that. You know, they show the evolution of the Laker girls.
Sure.
And where they got that idea to make it, you know, having the dancers at the game a thing like that.
Yeah. The combination of, like, entertainment and sport is really cool. And John C. Reilly stars as Jerry Buss, who was kind of this impresario, crazy owner of the Lakers.
Scientist.
Really? Exactly. Yeah, no, trained for sure. Scientist. Right. And it's just such an interesting story. And like you said, a lot of things, like, I didn't know about basketball at all. I had no idea.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
It's great.
Anyway, after Jim and I watch it, we kind of look at each other and go, okay, so let's talk about this. Like that came from there?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Watch this one without the kids, by the way.
Yes.
100.
Just the beginning.
Make sure that all children are out of
the room. Yeah, but.
Watch it when all the kids are sleeping.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.